Well, this time of imposed home time is the perfect opportunity to dust off that unfinished painting or sculpture, music score, poem or book around the house. But if taking on a big project is just a bit much, how about trying your hand at flash fiction, writing a story in up to 300 words? The National Flash Fiction Day competition is open for submissions until the 15th of April, and we thought we'd bring it to your attention with a few weeks of self-isolation ahead. To explain how it works, here's writer Tracy Slaughter, who was one of the judges for the 2018 competition, and she runs the Waikato event and has turned her hand to flash fiction writing also. Kia ora, Tracy.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm well. I expect there's going to be a rush of submissions between now and the 15th of April, don't you?
Yeah, I think that would be a wonderful side effect of what we're all going through, absolutely. We are definitely hoping that people will, try and use this time to turn their attention to those kinds of creative things that can sustain us all at this kind of time.
Now, that's not to say that it's easy. I think the thing about this is that it's achievable. So 300 words, that's the limit, isn't it, for this?
Yes, it's an incredibly compressed form, and I think that's part of the beauty of it, is that it kind of harnesses the best of both poetry and prose and distills it into this very exciting, sharp, edgy genre.
Thank goodness for word counts on your computers, because every word does count. Doesn't include the title, so maybe you can be creative with your title if you want to get extra information.
Absolutely. Often there is a bit of creativity with the title, because the 300, yes, usually applies just to the words of the story itself. So sometimes there's some quite clever embroidery that goes on in titles.
Well, I have asked you, Tracy, for a flash fiction story that you've prepared earlier, because I think this is a really great way to give people a feeling for the duration or the length and how much can be packed into 300 words. So could you share your story with us?
Okay. This is called Compact. It's a junk shop find that brings back the smell of them, a kind of sweetened pinky beige topsoil my aunts would carry everywhere with them, gilded flip-open discs of powder, hard-caked that still puff traces over everything. A push-in metal tooth worked the clasp, then they'd unhinge it anywhere they needed to, perched on a bus seat, queuing at the cinema, blotting off steam and suds over the sink. Inside lived another face. A swipe of coating for the wrinkles and pitting, a swab of glamour for the sweat and the soot, and they dab and polish with their onion skin hands and re-emerge, their smiles resurfaced, to take themselves off to a matinee or square off their seats in the cafeteria for a good old session of sip, hiss and gossip. Friends met them there, equally floral and bloody-minded, but it took my aunts to preside. And I pick the bronze disc out of the litter of the shop, and I fiddle with the rust of its scalloped fastening, and a gust of them wafts out, the sound of them cackling, the squeak of their complicated undergarments, the musk of their costumes, all dance hall and armpit, the cumbersome tamped down plenty of their blue silk busts, always jolly. Until you cross them, thick as thieves, a formidable old maid front, glossy and tough as they come, mouths akin to fruit in their tropical acrylic over a crooked assortment of teeth, battlers, hard nuts. And I used to be able to see myself in the circle of light when I rifled their handbags. I used to take a peek and think I could rub in their tint, could repaint myself robust, could frost my little face with a swish of their moxie, be brazen, bold as you please. But I've disappeared in the mirror. It's like dusting for fingerprints.
Goodness me, how much you can pack into 300 words. Amazing. So let's have a look at the rules. If we've got people excited about this, there's no theme or prompt, there's no restriction other than the word restriction.
No, and that's, part of the excitement of Flash is, it is a form that's kind of at the cutting edge of experimentation. There's no rules, there's no, directions. I think that, you know, the judges will be looking for that core temperature, that sign of an author who's taken a risk and gone to unexpected places. So 300 words and you know, it's kind of bypassing that sense of long-term commitment to something like a novel, any kind of onerous sense of how much, you know, you have to achieve with a piece of writing. It can be literally a flash that comes from anywhere.
I'm feeling the urge to put my hand up and give this a crack. I hope others will join me and that give it a go. And they can find details at National Flash Fiction, contact nationalflash@gmail.com. What is another good way to reach it, Tracy?
So check out nationalflash.org, which has got all the details for the competition, which is closing on April the 15th, and the celebrations, which, you know, are usually regional celebrations around Aotearoa, which will now all be obviously translated into exciting things online. The youth category also, you'll find details about the youth competition there, which is all managed by the wonderful youth online journal, Fingers, Commas, Toes.
So another good option for the younger generation with this time on their hands, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Flash can encompass voices from absolutely anywhere. So we're really excited about what the youth will have to say in this form too.
I think it's going to be quite the year for entrants. I hope so. Tracy Slaughter, thank you so much. Go on, everyone. Give it a go.